Paramount Pictures and Bee Sky Bee present Snow Day. In a snowy landscape, a man is shoveling away snow from the front of his house. His dog watches him. All of a sudden, a giant snowball falls out of the sky and crushes the man's house. The snowball then sheds its snow and the Nickelodeon logo appears.
This is where it begins. Two atoms of hydrogen bond with a single atom of oxygen to form H2O, otherwise known as water. Then, if all goes well, the temperature drops below freezing, the water crystallizes, and a pretty brilliant thing happens.
A beautiful white snowflake forms and gently falls from the sky down to a young girl. She has reddish-brown hair and pale white skin with lots of freckles on her face.
If you ask me, the miracle is in how each snowflake is perfectly formed. The real winter miracle is what can happen afterwards. It's called a snow day. It's a day kids live for. Schools close, roads disappear, grown men weep. My sister Natalie says anything can happen on a snow day. This is the story of one of those days. A day that changed the lives of me and my family forever.
The girl Natalie looks up in wonder at the sky. She has her arms open wide. She opens her mouth and catches a snowflake on her tongue. At a TV station, the girl's father Tom is broadcasting a weather report. He is dressed in a Hawaiian shirt and grass skirt.
Ona lima ha'i ka olelo. In Hawaiian, that means the hands tell a story. And these hands are saying, happy, sunny, fun time, as even more unseasonably warm weather wiggles its way into our area. Back to you, Phyllis.
Hot weather and a hot body. What more could you ask for?
Mahuna awi, Phyllis.
We'll be right back with the story of a Syracuse man who sued himself and won.
Mahuna awi?
Means kiss my butt.
You were great. Relax.
I'm a meteorologist, Tina. Last time I checked, meteorologists wore pants.
Well, the last time I checked, we were number 3 in a 3-station market. Therefore, wear the skirt or hit the bricks. Tom, I know this is hard on your dignity. Unless we find a way to beat Chad Simmons,
hey, you wanna
we're
take a ride?
Stuck.
Come on. Climb aboard as we, dip down underneath the clouds for our exclusive Channel 10 3D Doppler radar.
It's Doppler radar, you moron.
From the top to the bottom, from the side to the side.
If you want to wear pants, get Chad Simmons ratings.
Wow, would you take a look at that? Right here in Syracuse, we're going to be rocking the old Casbah with, get this, wow, 60 degrees. Well,
outside, a man is having a barbecue.
We were in the middle of one of those freakishly warm winters that are pretty popular among, well, freaks.
Oh, yeah.
The man is hit by a snowball. He falls over and drops a large steak on the floor.
Meet Principal Ken Weaver, the man who was number one on every kid's winter hit parade.
The attackers are on the roof.
Man, oh man, oh La Mancha! Principal Weaver! You hit Principal Weaver!
Is that the best you got? Is it? Well, how about this? Oh, there's no snow for you. Oh, there's no snow for you. Nothing but blue skies for me. Oh, you're going to school.
This guy's getting way too cocky. Look at him. He's rubbing our faces in it.
Look at me. I'm an isosceles triangle. Big target. Come on.
That clam dip's got to learn the winter's not over till we say it's over.
Quick, Mr. Lowe. This man is asking for it.
That's it from last year's stash. Guess we're out until it snows again. If it snows, it'll snow.
Natalie looks to the sky. Her icebox is empty. Now at a swimming pool, Natalie's teenage brother Hal is watching a beautiful dark-haired girl high diving.
While my sister Natalie worried about the fate of an entire season, I had my mind on more important things.
The girl has an ankle bracelet with a charm in the shape of a whale attached.
Her name was Claire Bonner. Was I obsessed? Let's just say I know the exact number of times she blinks per minute.
Hal and his two friends watch her dive.
Interesting. You see, that particular dive was telling me that she's looking for a new love in her life. You know, someone bold, fresh, sexy.
How? Claire Bonner wouldn't spit on you if your hair was on fire. To people like her, people like you, are invisible.
All right, so you guys think I'm invisible? Then I guess she won't see me when I do this.
Hal starts waving at Claire. She ignores him completely.
All right, so I'm invisible. But the day will come when Claire Bonner will finally see just what she's been missing.
Hal skids along the poolside, slips and falls in.
Yeah, she saw what she was missing. Me, Hal Branston, Mr. Smooth.
He can see Claire with her hands on her hips as he sinks to the bottom of the pool.
My original idea was to stay underwater until I died. But luckily the deep end had other plans for me.
Still underwater, Hal spies Claire's ankle bracelet lying on the floor of the pool. He picks it up and holds it in front of him.
It was destiny.
Now outside, Hal and his friends watch Claire. A bright yellow sports car pulls up in front of her.
Dude, just go over there and give her the bracelet. I mean, this is your big chance.
Don't you think I know that already? I'm just waiting for the right moment.
Hey, babe, hop in. Everyone's waiting for us at the diner.
Go away.
Claire Bear, what is going on here? You won't return my calls?
You won't talk to me? I told you I needed some time to think.
What's there to think about? You're Claire Bonner and I'm Chuck Wheeler. We're America's dream team.
She's not anymore.
She walks off.
What are you looking at?
Chuck races off in his car as Hal and his friends Lane and Bill look on amused. At home, Natalie peers around a door and creeps into Hal's room. On the wall in a glass case are a number of superhero figurines. Natalie lifts up the glass door and reaches for the figures. Now outside, she is playing with a couple of them.
You have defied the mighty Meltar for the last time. Prepare to taste the flame of justice, Freon. How many times must I tell you? It's Dr. Freon, Doctor!
Natalie?
Hey, Fangor! Came here just in time. Glad you're here.
What have I told you about playing with these guys? They're not toys, they're collectibles.
It would seem that your brother is something of an Imrod, is he not?
All right, that's enough from you, Mr. Freon.
That's Dr. Freon. Doctor.
Seriously, hands off the merchandise, okay? I'm gonna sell these guys, I've gotta keep them mint.
Sell them? You can't. We're a team, you can't split us up.
Nah, it's team split up all the time, it happens.
But who's gonna defend the universe?
Believe me, the universe will be just fine.
No, it won't.
At the dinner table.
Dad, is it ever gonna snow?
Oh, I don't know, sweetheart. It's been tough lately. Last year it was El Nino, this year it's...
El Sucko.
El Sucko. Randall, is that the way we eat soup in this house?
The younger son, Randall, is blowing soup through a curly straw. Laura, Tom's wife, enters the house.
No, I'm sorry. No, he wants to swim with the sharks. He's gonna lose a little blood. Uh-huh. Yes, I know, that's... I gotta go. I know, I'm late again. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm a terrible mother, I admit it.
Try again.
But I know that in your hearts, you'll find a way to forgive me.
And you are... Randy, call security.
Yes, sir.
That's funny. That's very funny. Very funny. So, what'd I miss?
I found a little fist in my mouth. Want to see?
Show Mom.
Wow, that's dandy, honey. That's wonderful. That's cool.
Laura looks guiltily at her family.
This dollar is yours if you let it ring.
Please. Easiest buck I ever made in my life.
Oh, brother.
So, how was your first day?
Good.
Mm-hmm. back in just a second. Talk to me.
I guess that phone call must have been important.
Randall spits out his soup. Now Hal is in his room staring at the ankle bracelet. He sniffs it and twirls a well around in front of him. Making sure that no one is watching, Hal puts the ankle bracelet on around his ankle. Natalie comes into the room.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? I didn't say you could come in my room. Just get out of my room.
Tom comes to Natalie's room. She is measuring the weather.
Hi, Nat.
Hey, Dad.
Anything out there?
I think so. It's getting colder out. The needle moved a little bit.
Oh. That it has. That it has. Maybe we got a little low pressure heading our way.
Hey, guys, I'm going out.
Good.
Why good?
He's been acting all weird lately.
Well, he has a lot on his mind. You know, girls and... pretty much mostly girls.
Is that why he's wearing a girl's ankle bracelet?
Could be. Could be. You know, boys Hal's age, they like to experiment. Did you say ankle bracelet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's perfectly normal. Oh, I forgot. I bought you some. Mom gave me this when I started out at the station. Sort of a good luck charm. Maybe it'll work better for you.
It's a snow globe.
Cool. Thanks.
Excuse me, can you guys help out here? It's stuck.
You get the head, I'll get the crowbar.
Randall has his fist stuck in his mouth. At a diner, Hal is chatting to Lane and Bill. Claire is across the room with her friends.
Don't tell me you don't see a pattern here. I mean, the bracelet, the breakup.
The fact that we're both big fans of whales.
Whales?
Yeah, whales, nature's gentle giant. What's not to love?
Exactly.
Hal, you're starting to scare me. If you want to go out with someone, why don't you go out with Patty Crone? For some reason, she thinks you're cute.
He looks over to a girl sitting at the counter.
I can't go out with a leg jiggler. Besides, this thing with me and Claire, it's destiny.
Are you catching any of this?
Oh, yeah. All right, you want proof? Well, this is it.
With the ankle bracelet in his hands, he takes a deep breath and walks over to where Claire is sitting.
Okay, here we go. Breathe, breathe. Easy, easy, nice and easy. Who's the man? Who's the man? You're the man. Come on. Let's go. Keep it moving. Well, here I come, baby. Large and in charge and totally... invisible.
Hal leaves the diner deflated. Lane looks on. Back at home.
I wish it was this easy.
In her bedroom, Natalie shakes her snow globe. Fake snow falls onto the snowy scene. She closes her eyes and starts concentrating. As she reopens her eyes, snow starts falling in her bedroom. She looks around in amazement. She closes her eyes again, opens out her arms and sticks out her tongue. Snow lands on her and she catches flakes on her tongue. Her daydream is interrupted by her mum. The snowy scene has disappeared.
What are you doing? Daydreaming?
Just catching snowflakes.
They taste good.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting late. Come on, let's go down. There you go. Tomorrow is a school day.
Don't rub it in.
I love you. Sweet dreams.
Night.
Night, baby.
Now in bed, Natalie shakes her snow globe once more before she falls asleep. In her room, the dials and her weather measuring devices start to change from good to poor. At the TV station, her dad is in an old-fashioned bathing suit and is blowing up a big inflatable duck. His producer approaches him.
We're on in 2 minutes, Mr. Sunshine.
Oh. That's not supposed to be there.
Looking at his monitor, Tom notices the weather changing. He types on his keyboard, accessing further weather information. The temperature is declining.
That can't be right. Can it? Snow! And lots of it, folks. I want to tell you something. This one almost caught us by surprise, but we were right on top of it.
This was a fast-moving little system coming out of the jet stream down from Canada, colliding with the warm, southerly flow we've been experiencing. I gotta tell you, folks, this one looks like it's gonna be big.
A new morning, and Natalie turns over in her bed. The snow globe falls to the floor and rolls across the room. Sleepily, she looks at the bottom of her blinds where she can see a layer of white on her windowsill. She gets up and goes towards the window. She rolls her blind up, sees what's outside, and runs downstairs. The whole of the town is covered in deep snow.
With last night's record snowfall grinding the Syracuse area to a halt, the National Weather Service has issued a traveler's advisory for today. I'm sure you're wondering what's been closed, so let's get right to it. The following are closed for today.
Titan, Tool and Die, the Carousel Mall,
the Health Bar, Fromlin's Corduroy Shop, and finally the weekly poker game at my house. That concludes the list of closings for today.
No, they can't do this to us.
And I forgot one. All schools are officially closed for a snow day.
The kids in the town celebrate. The principal draws toothpaste out of his mouth in disappointment. One mother cries as her kids scream in delight.
Snow day.
Snow day! Snow day, snow day, snow day! Snow day! Anything can happen, Hal!
No.
Natalie looks out of the window and sees the lampposts and trees shaking. From around the corner, a massive snowplow comes into view. It has chainmail tires and smoke pours out from its engine funnel.
No matter how brave you thought you were, just hearing his name could make you wish you lived in Florida.
Snowplow Man!
To adults, he's just some creepy guy with a plow named Darling Clementine. But to us, he's a snow day assassin. A man in serious need of a good flossing. Legend has it his tire chains are made from the braces of kids who didn't get out of his way. They say the only thing his heart really loves is his bird, Trudy.
The snowplow man comes bombing down the road. Kids with sleds jump out of its way. As they try to escape, one child loses the grip of his sledge and is thrown into the path of the snowplow. The snowplow man runs the sledge over.
I really don't like him.
He's not a fun guy.
He's gotta be stopped today. What do you say, Hal? We said this was gonna be the year, didn't we?
That's...
The prize? The legendary second snow day. Think of it, Hal. Two in a row. We've never had two in a row before.
Sorry, but there's something I gotta do.
Claire Bonner? Who's she?
Just this girl. You don't know her.
Wait a second. You're gonna waste a snow day on some girl?
Look, tomorrow everything goes back to normal. And when it does, I'll just be one of a million guys wishing that Claire Bonner was their girlfriend. But today, maybe I can change that.
But we're a team.
Yeah, and we always will be. But I gotta go solo today, all right?
That's okay. I don't need you anyway.
Oh, come on, Mom. Give me a break. There's no way I can stay home today.
That has nothing to do with giving you a break. Okay, fine. That's a good idea. We'll leave Randy here by himself.
Randy is pouring ice cubes from the ice maker into his chew. The family look at him in disbelief. In the car, Laura is getting ready to go to work.
Briefcase, check. Commuter mug, check. Lucky troll doll, check. Look out, Asian carbonated beverage market. Here comes trouble.
As the garage doors lift, Laura's path is blocked by about 6 feet of snow. She stares open-mouthed.
Don't worry, Mom. There'll be other work days.
I didn't feel too bad. My mom may have lost the chance to swim with the sharks, but at least she gained a little quality time.
Good old queen mommy. Oh, good. Okay.
Hal puts on his hat and walks through the snow with a determined look on his face.
As for me, well, I stood on the threshold of a brave new world.
Adults are shoveling snow from their paths and driveways.
It's a wonderland, my butt!
Hey! Huh? Beautiful day, isn't it, Mr. Oglethorpe?
Give me a break.
Neither rain nor sleet nor... What's the last one, Mr. Hebert?
Everybody makes fun of the mailman.
Principal Weaver comes out of his house with a small windscreen wiper blade. His car is covered in snow.
Oh, great. That's just great. Well, at least now I can see the outline of my car. My own little blue car. Today is really, really shaping up.
He looks around to find out where the whistling is coming from. Then all of a sudden, he is hit by a snowball.
If you can fix it, because I'm not...
He is pelted by snowballs.
You kids want to play rough? I invented rough!
More snowballs are thrown at him.
Must muster the courage of 10 principals. Must get home. Hey!
As he tries to retreat back into his house, the anonymous onslaught continues. The amount of snowballs thrown at him is too much and he races off down the street. Hal smiles. Lane appears and playfully jumps onto Hal's back.
You've got the reflexes of a dead cow.
Yeah, but then it would seem that it is I who has the oxygen-depriving sleeper hole.
Okay. Hey, I wonder if in Hawaii, instead of snow days, they have lava days.
Yeah, I heard in Los Angeles they get off on bad hair days.
I heard that. You know, the problem with making snow angels is that you can never make an absolutely perfect one. I mean, there's always going to be that handprint you make when you find out.
Come here. Not always.
Perfect.
It sure is. Come on.
Hey. Hey, you know what we can do today? Start an avalanche!
I've got a bracelet to return.
No.
Come on, Lane. This snow day happened for a reason. It's giving me a second chance with Claire.
How? What do you think she's gonna do? Hug you to her chest, lick your ear, and call you funky?
Okay, fine. Maybe you don't believe in true love, but I do.
Oh, is that what you think it is? Man, you're dumb. Love isn't about fate and magic bracelets and destiny. It's about finding someone you can stand to be around for 10 minutes at a time.
You're a real romantic, you know that?
This is gonna end in flames.
Come on, Lane, have a little faith. It is a snow day.
Outside in the snow, a red electrical extension lead runs up a bank of snow. It disappears into an underground cave built by Natalie and her friends Chet and Wayne. The boys are playing computer games on a TV. Natalie appears carrying a large beanbag and one of Hal's toys.
What do you guys think you're doing?
Chet's trying to break his all-time record.
Ah, man! You blew it!
I thought I told you guys to lay down the rug.
We will! I thought this was supposed to be a day off.
Wayne, I'd be careful about eating too much of that stuff.
Yeah, man, with all those layers you're wearing, if you had to go to the bathroom, I don't know, we could be close.
All right, you brought Meltar. So where's his faithful sidekick, Fangor?
Chasing some girl. Don't even ask.
So what's our quest today?
You know what Meltar says?
Listen to the wind! That's not the wind.
The kids look around for the source of the noise. From their underground cave and through a toy periscope, Chet spies a snowplow.
Snowplow man.
The snowplow man scares the other kids away from the streets. Natalie's gang climb up onto a bank and take out various snowballs from a cooler. One of the snowballs is colored yellow.
Go back and make a snowman?
No way. This is the year Hal and I said we're gonna take him down.
Well, Hal's not here, so...
Snowball.
Now.
What do you need? I got your standard slush ball, always dependable, the ever-popular moon ball. The last thing he sees is you mooning him. I've got the jelly-filled snow nut. And this one speaks for itself.
Give me the snow nut.
Aw, man! I gotta win!
The snowplow heads towards Natalie and Chet.
It's now or never!
I'll go now!
Natalie throws the hard jelly-filled snow nut. It flies high through the air and manages to fly through the window of the snowplow, hitting the snowplow man on the head. He is knocked out and crashes the snowplow into a parked car. The snowplow has stopped. The kids come out from hiding and stand around the truck inspecting it. All of a sudden, the truck springs back into life, startling all the kids. The driver has a menacing look on his face.
If you can't hunt with the big dogs, you better sit on the porch with the pups!
The snowplow man heads for Natalie, Chet and Wayne, who is in mid-urination. They run into their underground bunker and escape into another tunnel, which leads them out onto the other side of the bank. The snowplow demolishes the underground bunker. Back at home, Laura is on the webcam to a colleague.
I can't believe this. The office is closed down and you make me come to work. I had to walk the whole way. Look at my toes. They're frozen, like tater tots.
Oh, no, honey, what was I supposed to do? I am completely snowed in here.
Laura, everybody else is taking the day off. Why can't we?
Because we have worked too hard and too long to let a little snow get in the way of a 42% global market share. Come on, it'll be fun. Now, the first thing I need is the quarterly earnings report.
The first thing you'll need is a stun gun for your kid.
I'll call you back.
Randy, honey,
Randy, sweetie, honey, is that any way to treat your head?
I'm going to go outside. Mrs. Huffman lets us go outside school.
I know, honey, but remember what Mommy said? The second that her work is done, we'll go outside, okay?
Tell me a story.
Okay. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there lived a little prince.
Mrs. Hosner tells us the story about the pokey little puppy.
I see. Well, Mommy doesn't know that story. Can Mrs. Hefner do this?
Mrs. Hosner brings in a real donkey.
Uh-huh. Well, did Mrs. Huffner give you that paint set you wanted for your birthday a whole week early? It's on Mommy's bed.
Wow! Yeah!
Take that, Mrs. Huffner.
Back outside, the principal is still running from the snowball attacks.
Hey, Principal Weaver.
Hey, kids! Enjoying your day off? I know I sure am.
I'm taking names!
I wonder what people are going to say when they hear about Claire falling in love with me.
I know what Chuck is going to say. Prepare to die, waste case.
Chuck? He had his chance. Today she's all mine.
At Claire's house, she is brushing her teeth when something is thrown at her window. She opens her curtains and a load of boys are outside. It's a fan club.
I love you, Claire. I want to stroke your hair.
It's like, Claire, stop.
You know, what are you doing here?
Word gets around, dude. I mean, it's not like you're the only guy who knew they broke up. Some of these guys, they came all the way from Rochester.
You gotta be kidding me! Beat it, Simps! Got that corn! Get out of my sight before y'all get free passage to the Chuck Wheeler House of Pain!
Chuck appears on a skidoo and scares off all of Claire's suitors.
Claire Bear! It's me!
Rest assured, I will find the hooligans who egged my house and tore the paper
at my wife.
Sorry, Chuck, I can't hear you.
Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back with a live channel 6 weather update right after this.
Cheer up. At least she watches your dad's station.
Claire, please.
Yeah, she does.
Just give me one little minute.
All right, but only a minute.
Well, it's not fair.
You wanted to wear pants, you are wearing pants.
Tina, people don't want this Frosty the Weatherman stuff. They don't. I've seen it in their eyes. They want real weather from the only guy in town who knows what he's doing.
Actually, Tom,
research shows that they want someone who can juggle fire and make cool sound effects.
No, you're wrong. People will find out who predicted the storm first. And when they do, watch out, Chad Simmons.
Claire Bear! What happened yesterday was yesterday. Today is today. A day to go skating. What do you say, Claire, huh?
Chuck, we broke up.
Yeah, but not technically. talk about it.
Yes, technically.
Let it snow, let it snow. And that's what kids all over central New York are saying today, as last night's record snowfall turned their world into a winter wonderland.
I'm here at Slepperton Hill, or as the kids who showed up here today like to call it, Suicide Hill.
And what better way to say, yay, winter, than with a good old-fashioned toboggan ride?
Hey, Dad!
Now, I'm going to ask my friends here to give me just a little push. I said a little one!
Dressed in a giant snowman outfit, Tom is pushed on the sledge down a massive hill. As his sledge hits a ramp, Tom is thrown into the air and starts rolling down the hill. His cameraman runs down the hill after him. Hal looks on, but then sees that the camera is still on and the microphone is on the floor. Hal comes on camera. The TV station producer goes mad.
What is this?
Frank, pan off. Pan off him, Frank! Do something!
Claire, I know you're watching. My name's Hal. You don't know me, but I know you.
Like, I know that your favorite gum is watermelon bubblicious.
That you can't go a whole day without diving. And that you have the most amazing brown eyes I've ever seen. I also know that yesterday America's Dream Team broke up.
Choice. Personally, I think it was the right move.
So, today, if you're wondering what to do next...
I say try something new. Me. It's a snow day, Claire. Anything can happen.
Claire watches the broadcast. It goes off air.
Hal, when I was your age, I used to wear a little cologne to get a girl to notice me.
I'm sorry, Dad, but it's just that this girl is just so... You know, she's just...
Oh, I know what you mean. Get your blood running, huh? Well, you do what you have to do. Don't worry about me. We meteorologists are trained for the unpredictable.
Tom, you might want to take a look at this. We were taping the Channel 10 feed and...
And who was there first, last night, when the blizzard of the century came knocking on our door?
Why, Chad Simmons, of course. Whenever there's weather that affects our area, you can bet your boots that I'll be there first.
First one way, but... Liar! Liar! Who was first?
No!
Who was first? You liar!
No!
Tom,
it's okay.
Who was first?
Just one. No, just one.
Okay. Liar!
So, how was I?
Remember in sixth grade when you wore those rainbow suspenders all year because you thought they were so cool? It was kind of like that.
I know what I'm doing, okay?
Then enlighten me. How does that work into your plans? What do you expect, Hal? They always get back together.
Claire is now on the back of Chuck Skidoo. She notices Hal and smiles at him. He smiles back. Lane looks on and follows Hal as he runs after the Skidoo. Now, Natalie is pouring tomato ketchup on Wayne as he is lying on the ground.
Why do I have to be the decoy? I'm the one who got the ketchup.
If you don't play dead, you're gonna be dead.
That's comforting. Here he comes. Next time, you can get your own ketchup. This better not stain my coat.
The snowplow man, who is eating a bag of chips, comes around the corner and stops his truck in front of Wayne. With chips in hand, snowplow man gets out of his truck and investigates.
Thank you.
keys.
A snowplow man is distracted. Natalie and Chet run up to his truck. Natalie climbs into the cab and looks around. Chet goes to the front of the plow. Snowplow man pokes Wayne's body. Wayne lies perfectly still. Suspecting something, snowplow man dips one of his chips into the red matter on Wayne's chest. He realizes it's ketchup. Back in the cab, Natalie reaches across to try and get the keys to the plow. As she does so, she is interrupted.
Hello, birdie. Pretty birdie. Yes, you're a pretty birdie.
The bird Trudy starts attacking Natalie. Chet comes to her rescue. Outside, Snowplow Man pulls all of his chips onto Wayne's chest. He then looks up at the commotion by his truck.
Hey! Get out of my plow!
Natalie has Trudy in her arms.
Trudy!
You want her? Come get her, dirtbag!
Thank you, and good night, everybody!
Trudy!
Snowplow Man goes to run after Natalie and Chet, but stops in his tracks and turns to look back at Wayne. Wayne starts screaming as he is kidnapped. Now at an outdoor ice rink, Lane and Hal watch the skaters.
Of course, that was Love Letters by the Sultan Smooth, Mr. Al Martino. While we're still in a romantic mood, skaters are reminded that there's no better way to say I love you
than with a brand new pair of skate guards on sale in the main office.
Come on. If you won't do it for me, do it for them. How many years has he been putting everybody to sleep with that music of his?
Hey, are you ready to party here?
I know I am. So let's make the scene, Gene. As who else, Al Martino, invites us to enter a world of fascination.
A kid on the ice falls asleep to the music and falls over the ice rink fence. Chuck and Claire are also on the ice.
Hey.
Chuck, can I ask you a question?
Ask away.
Who am I?
You're my woman.
No. Who am I as a person? We've been dating 3 years. What do you really know about me?
Wow, heavy. Okay, well, I know your favorite animal is a chimpanzee. You're absolutely crazy about chimps. Spider monkeys?
Lane interrupts the ice rink DJ.
Mr. Gallagher, please! It's an emergency!
What's the problem?
Oh my gosh, in the ladies' room. I tried to stop her, I really tried.
Stop who from doing what?
Al Martino bites the big one. That's what she wrote. In the bathroom stall, some weird girl with a dog collar and a snake tattooed on her face.
What kind of sicko? Keep it to her now!
Lane leads Mr. Zellweger away as Hal sneaks into the DJ booth.
What are those things that have the bright red butts? Baboons!
Chuck, what color are my eyes?
They're green, of course. Or that darker shade of green. It looks a lot like brown. I'm completely on top of it.
One last question. What flavor of gum do I chew?
She shakes her head in disappointment at Chuck.
What flavor gum do I chew? What kind of bogus question is that?
Kid on TV now.
What kid on TV?
Him.
May I have your attention, please? Due to circumstances beyond his control, Mr. Zellweger cannot be with us right now. So,
to continue in the party mood,
I'd like to make a special snow day dedication
to Claire Bonner.
Hi. You might think I'm crazy, Claire, but that's okay.
What? I can't hear you!
Now, let's go. We need to meet your point.
Yeah.
The ice skaters are now dancing on the rink. Back in the toilets, Mr. Zellweger is scrubbing off the graffiti.
Swarms of vermin. Destructive, ignorant, threatens. Metallica sucks.
Back with Snowplow Man.
Snowplow Man? I mean Mr. Snowplow Man. I was wondering, you know that story about how you frequently grind kids in a road salt? That's just a story, right? You can get back to me on that. No rush.
The snowplow man approaches the front door of Natalie's house.
Oh, sorry to interrupt your afternoon, ma'am, but just wondering if you might be able to tell me where I could find your daughter.
Natalie? Natalie Branston? Why, is she in trouble?
Oh, no. No. Well, just a bunch of the kids signed up for free plow rides, and, your little Natalie's next in line.
Oh, great. Oh, you must be the guy that the kids all call Snowplow Man.
Well, the kids have a lot of different names for me, but you can call me Roger.
Okay, Roger. Oh, is that Wayne Allworth? Hi, Annie!
This is Branston!
Yeah, that's actually Wayne. He's just finishing his plow ride. Well, the kids really love to toot the horn, don't they?
What's he riding? Huh? What?
That's actually kind of that's a technical term. Just a plowing term. Ma'am, there's a lot of kids on this list, so if I could find your daughter.
Sorry, sure. Of course. You don't
know how to.
Randy, in just his underwear, is covered in blue paint. He escapes out of the front door. He scares the snowplow man. Snowplow Man answers the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Snowplow Man. There's someone here who wants to say hi to you.
Trudy, honey. Are you okay, baby? They haven't hurt you yet, have they, honey?
Not yet.
What do you want from me?
How about we get our friend back and you give us a second snow day?
No way. Uh-uh.
Then we keep the bird and you keep the Wayne.
All right, what do you want me to do?
Lane and Bill are at the diner.
Bill?
Hey, check it out. French fry log cabin.
I see you're not wasting your day.
Yeah, you know it. So what's going on? Where's Hal?
Football field. He's off building some kind of shrine to Lady Claire. I'm the Phoebe who's been sent here to fetch her.
Back outside, Chet and Natalie wade through the snow.
And to think, we used to be afraid of this Joker.
But how easy is this? We give him this bird and he gives us an extra snow day.
I say we go for two. No, three.
Yeah, three snow days. And I get to drive his truck. is this mook anyway? Should be here by now.
On the horizon, they see the snowplow coming towards them with Wayne tied onto the front of the plow.
Actually think this guy is cute.
What if you might actually be on the verge of committing total social suicide?
Help me, please! I beg you! Anyway,
just for fun, let's pretend that you actually like this guy. What do you know about?
He's really ticklish, I can tell you that. What else? He hates drum machines. Oh, and he once gave mouth-to-mouth to a baby chick. Really, it was Easter, and my mom got the bright idea of bringing home baby chicks for everyone. And, I mean, it was kind of cute until they all started dying, which they always seem to do right after you name them. But anyway, so there's Hal on his hands and knees giving mouth to mouth to my bird. It was...
All right! Let's make this quick. Give me the bird.
Give me the Wayne.
The bird.
The Wayne.
The bird.
The Wayne.
The bird.
The Wayne.
You leaving now?
I'm going. But Claire, you gotta come with me. Hal's expecting you. I know you hardly even know the guy. But, you know, when you're making a snow angel and you want to make it perfect, but you can't because there's always that handprint you make when you climb out. Well, with Hal, there's no handprint.
Claire, what's Chuck gonna think?
Chuck doesn't think.
The bird!
The Wayne!
You first!
You first!
I said you first!
So?
Just give him the bird, please! I want to go home!
Do it so we can get out of here.
Oh, hi, honey, sweet. Well, wait, you okay? Good. Hey, where do you think you're going, sheep?
No!
Lane takes Claire up on the bleachers next to the football field.
You should see what he can do when he's really trying.
In the snow, Hal has dug out a massive stencil of a whale.
You made this for me? Why?
It's your favorite animal! A whale! You know? Nature's gentle giant?
But I like zebras.
Then how come you have a whale charm on your bracelet?
You have my bracelet?
Why does he have my bracelet?
Destiny, pure destiny.
From over the hill, three skidoos come towards them.
Oh no.
It's Chuck and two of his friends.
Hey, Zip. You're in luck. The House of Pain now delivers.
Chuck, what do you want?
Claire Bear!
I've been looking all over for you.
As for you, Mr. Wonderful. Hey, what do you got there?
Ah,
It's all sweaty. This is Claire's. I gave it to her. What are you doing with it?
I can explain.
Claire, what's this thing doing with your bracelet? I wouldn't want to be you in about 2 minutes. Don't worry. We'll get this back on your lovely ankle without delay. Remember when I got this for you? At Aqualand? They had the glass-bottom boat, remember? The tour guide kept telling us to gaze at the exotic wonders of the deep. All I did was look at you.
Why did you buy me a whale? I've always wanted to know.
Because of shampoo. Shampoo, the killer whale. You'd love that whale.
It's not shampoo, you blowhole.
It's Shamu. Don't even think about it.
Hal steals Chuck's skidoo and races off. He is followed by Chuck and his friends on the remaining two skidoos. Into Hal's. Hal is trapped between the other two skidoos. Hal manages to escape and the remaining two skidoos become entangled with each other via their skis. Chuck kicks Greg's skidoo and it becomes loose. Greg crashes into a giant snowman. Hal is now pursued by Chuck and his friend Steve, who are sharing a skidoo.
I'm sorry! I didn't introduce you to my friend Steve! Man, I love this part!
Chuck swerves through some trees, but one of the branches hits Steve and he gets knocked off. Now it's just Chuck chasing after Hal. Hal swerves quickly. Chuck, who's not paying attention, does not turn, and his skidoo crashes into a football goal.
Branston!
Hello, Syracuse. Well, winter is finally here, and you know what that means. Ice sculptures. Kids are whacking and a carving and a chipping away. And, of course, a big idiot dressed as a magic elf.
Tom, don't do this.
That's right. It's old Jack Frost here, taking you on a tour of this year's Winter Jamboree. Hey, that's some car, I gotta tell you. Hey, I'd love to have that thing in my garage, wouldn't you? Oh, isn't it amazing what some kids will do just to earn a merit badge? Oh, give me a break.
It's Chad Simmons. Whenever there's weather that affects our area, he's there first.
Kids! As unpredictable as the weather. May I borrow that little chisel thing just for... Oh, come on, just for a second. Hey, you want...
In front of a massive ice sculpture of Chad Simmons, Tom wrestles with a small child who's holding a chisel.
Come on.
As they struggle, they knock the ice sculpture. It wobbles and then falls over, smashing over a black skidoo. The ice sculpture is ruined.
No. No! 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 Chad! No!
Oh boy.
Why, Chad? No!
Well, the beaver's nice. That about wraps it up here, Phyllis. Back to you.
Laura! I got it!
Yes, just be sure you patch me in when everyone in Beijing is ready, okay?
I'm so good. You're on in 2 minutes. See you, bye.
Okay, here we go. Okay, project file. Open. Power pearls on. Randy, outside. Randy? Randy?
What is this coming in right now?
Randy, where are you, honey? Don't do this. Don't hide from Mommy. Come on, Randy. This isn't funny. Sweetie Pie, if you come back, Mommy will let you paint anything you want. You can even paint Mommy blue. Please, honey, don't do this. Yeah, no. Yeah, hi, it's me. Yeah, forget the video patch. Patch me through on the cell phone. Just do it, okay? All right, right.
When Randy throws a snowball at his mother, which sends her mobile phone flying.
No. Randy, stay right where you are.
Come on, Mom.
Happening.
Fire!
Randall! Todd Branston! Stop that. Enough is enough. You understand? Did you hear me? Enough is enough, I said. All right. Do you want me to tell Mrs. Hoffner? Do you? In the house, right now.
Yeah.
Randall! Oh, you little... All right. Okay. Fine. Mommy, I'll give you a fine. Stop it! You've gotten better than you were last year.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that?
Laura puts on gloves and starts playing with Randy, throwing snowballs back at him. They wrestle in the snow and she ignores her ringing cell phone. Inside, Natalie replaces Hal's toy in its glass case.
Sorry, Meltar. I blew it. Thought I could do it without Hal. Guess I was wrong.
Where in the name of the seventh son are you going?
To the kitchen. I'm gonna make a grilled cheese sandwich.
Weren't you going to save the universe?
What do you want me to say? I lost, evil won the end.
I lost, evil won. Boo-hoo.
You think I went home and ate a grilled cheese sandwich that day on Andromeda when I got ambushed by the Neutron Twins?
I guess not.
And you know why?
Because you're lactose intolerant?
Quiet, you fool! Can't you see I'm talking? No, Natalie. There on Andromeda, things were looking pretty bleak. Like you, I too had lost a partner. Fangor had abandoned me to chase some space babe across the Forbidden Zone, and there I was, a river without a paddle.
And?
Stranded there alone, with the fate of the universe hanging in the balance, I remembered a little saying I learned the first day at the Academy.
Yeah, I know. Winners never quit, and quitters never win.
What? No! It was winners never quit, and quitters shall be cast into the flaming pit of death!
Ooh, that's got a sting.
It's up to you, Natalie. Gather your forces. Only you can unleash the rage of 100 snow days. That could have been. That should have been. If not, for him.
Snowplow man.
Natalie takes down the toy again. Outside, Hal is walking down a deserted street covered in snow. All of a sudden, he is tackled to the ground by Lane. They both land on their backs.
Oh, man. I thought you were Chuck.
It's me.
Yeah.
So I guess you escaped the House of Pain.
Oh yeah, it was no big deal. You should have seen me. It was unbelievable.
So, tough break back there with Claire.
Nothing I can't handle.
Come on, Hal. Let me bring you back. But I like zebras.
A minor setback.
What is your problem?
Hey, I still say I found that bracelet for a reason.
I really don't want to hear another word about that crappy bracelet.
It's not crappy. What?
Forget it. Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Just leave me alone. Can't believe I wasted a whole snow day on this.
Oh, and what mind-blowing thing didn't you get to do today? Please, tell me.
You don't want to know.
Yes, Lane, I do.
This.
She turns around and kisses Hal on the lips. He looks stunned.
You said anything could happen.
She leaves him standing there, shell-shocked. Chad Simmons is broadcasting on a street. He is surrounded by fans.
Chad, 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 Chad.
Hey, thank you, Sally. Thank you, Ken. We're down here on West Burlington Street, or should I say West Burlington Street, where I'm delighted to say that this record-breaking snowfall has not kept some of my weather fans from coming on out.
Why don't we just go find another location? He was here first.
We're not going anywhere.
What do you think of all this snow, huh, Sporto?
It's great!
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Kind of caught you by surprise, though, didn't it? Yeah, well, don't you worry. Caught a lot of people by surprise, but old Chad, luckily for you, was in the right place at the right time once again. You see, the cold front...
nothing else from the area's number one meteorologist.
Well, thank you. Hey, Channel 6's Tom Branston, ladies and gentlemen, or should I say, old man weather.
Thank you, Tom.
Hiya, folks. The cold front came in.
That storm really fooled me last night. How'd you call that one? I mean, that's something I'd really like to know.
Just, call it a hunch, Tom.
A hunch?
Yeah. The cold front that came in
I guess that's the kind
from...
of thing you can't learn in weatherman school, huh? I'm just kidding with you there. I'm sure wherever you went, that's when you learned that the upper atmospheric shift that we had late last night led to the sudden 2-point drop in the Fleber Index.
Well, of course, Tom, of course. Anyhow.
There is no Fleber Index, Chad. You're a fraud.
Well, you're a joke, Tom. A joke.
I'll tell you what, to prove you're not a fraud, why don't you tell everybody here, why don't you tell all of us, tell us where this comes from.
Yeah, Chad.
What, snow?
Snow.
Snow. Come on. Well, you know, the Eskimos have exactly 11 words for snow. But we, on the other hand, we only have one word, and that word is, snow. You see, when the barometric pressure reaches all that cold, cold wind that comes swooping down from old Canada, well, I'll tell you what, it goes through a process that Tom Branston here knows perfectly well is classified information, and it forms what we meteorologists like to call the white stuff.
You're a loser! Yeah!
Could you please just get in your van and go now?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll go. Just as soon as you tell everybody who really was there last night when the blizzard of the century came knocking on our door, as you put it so well, Chad.
Chad.
Tom Branston.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that one.
Tom Branston.
Tom Branston.
Tom Branston.
Tom Branston.
At the pool, Hal walks in and watches Claire diving.
How did you know I'd be here?
Well, I knew you couldn't go a whole day without diving.
Do you want to come up?
The couple sit at the edge of the diving board.
Oh, this is the high dive. Sure is high.
So... anything can happen on a snow day. That's what you said to me on TV this morning. Is this the anything you had in mind?
She kisses him on the lips. He closes his eyes.
I mean, yes. Believe me, this is more than anything I could have hoped for. It's just not the anything that's supposed to happen. Man, how could I have been so stupid? No, not about you, Claire, about Lane.
Lane.
I can't believe what I put her through today. And when she kissed me,
She kissed you? What did you do?
I came here.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess you know what you have to do.
While my mission had just begun, Snowplowman's was nearly over. Before him lay his last victim, the final unplowed street.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Trudy, why don't you take it from here? Atta girl. Here we go. Okay, baby. You got it, girl.
As he starts his way down the street, a solitary figure emerges in his headlights. The figure stands in front of him. It's Natalie.
All right, Trudy, don't you worry. Nobody's gonna hurt you this time.
He gets out of his truck.
Well, look who's here. If you're looking for a free plow ride, I'm afraid you're gonna have to wait till next year. Now get out of my way!
No!
No! No, huh? Okay. All right. Oh, I hope that's no as in, oh no, please, Mr. Snowplowman, please don't roll over me like a human speed bump.
No as in you've stolen your last snow day from us.
Us? I don't see any us here. All I see is a whiny little runt who's going back to school tomorrow. Oh, that's too bad, huh?
She shows him the toy.
Ooh, oh, no. No, now I'm scared. Ooh.
You will be. Listen to the wind.
That's not the wind.
On the edge of the snowbank, hundreds of children appear. Slopes and head for the Snowplow Man. The kids have tied him to a sign that reads, "Caution, children playing." The Snowplow Man starts laughing.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's just so funny. You dimwits actually think you clobbered me. But the truth is, I've already won. Yeah, I have. It doesn't matter if I don't plow this street. Look around, all the other streets are plowed. Yeah. I'll see you in school tomorrow. Yeah. Didn't think of that, did you? Oh.
Actually, we did.
Now that you're done plowing, we thought we might do a little unplowing!
No! No, you can't take Clementine!
She was lost and gone forever!
Triple sorry, there's sorry! Yeah!
Kids take control of the snowplow and back it out of the street.
Rudy! Rudy!
Hal goes to find Lane at the ice rink.
Lane! Lane! Hey, Lane!
Hi!
Chuck throws Hal down a snowy bank.
Help stop the bleeding. Apply pressure directly to the wound.
What's your problem? Nothing happened with me and Claire.
She never leave me. What do you know about anything?
What flavor gum does she chew, Chuck?
Like I'm really gonna tell you. You're a zero. You're nothing. A zip. You go out with other zips.
I'm not sure I'm following you, Chuck.
I'm Chuck Wheeler. I grew up with Claire Marner.
Yeah? Well, not technically.
Hal sees a snowplow heading his way and quickly jumps out of the way. Chuck is scooped up in its path.
Unbelievable.
Matt?
Hal?
Oh, you totally saved my butt. He was gonna kill me. You're driving Snowplow Man's truck?
Pretty cool, huh? Remember this morning when I said I didn't need you today?
Yeah, I guess you weren't kidding.
Meltar and I can take care of the universe, no problem. I borrowed him. Don't worry, I didn't scratch him or anything. I swear.
It's all right. He belongs to you now. You've earned him. Just be careful, you two. There's a lot of bad out there.
Hey, what's going on here?
Welcome to the Chet and Wayne House of Pain.
Well, we gotta get going. Got a lot of unplowing to do.
All right. See you at the house.
Okay.
Let's go, Wayne.
Hey, Nats. Since we're gonna have another snow day tomorrow, I was wondering, you doing anything?
Come on, Nats. We got a truck to drive.
Natalie reverses the truck away from the rink and leaves Chuck trapped in a massive mound of snow.
Yeah, that's right, Branson. Just walk away, you chicken.
A rose must be made with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come.
Now at the ice rink, Lane is skating by herself. Hal joins her. She doesn't look happy to see him.
Lane! Lane, wait! Please, we gotta talk!
Where's Claire? Oh, did Miss Fantasy Girl shoot you down? Gee, what a surprise.
No, that's not what happened.
You just go away. Nothing to say to you.
Would you just listen? Look, before, when you kissed me...
Al, I really don't want to talk about that. Ever.
Would you just hear me?
He falls over in the ice.
Oh,
my spine. Elaine, you gotta help me. I can't feel my legs.
Pathetic.
Ah, but it looks like you're the one with the reflexes of a dead cow.
Ow.
He wrestles her to the ground.
Oh, what are you doing here? What is all this?
Wasn't it you who said that true love is all about finding someone you can stand to be around for 10 minutes at a time?
Yeah.
You got 10 minutes?
Hal gently kisses Lane on the lips.
You never really know how a snow day is going to turn out. But by the time the sun goes down, you might be amazed to discover you got to wear pants again.
You may have some precipitation.
You got your life back. Or not. And in the end, you might even discover that you saved the universe and got a second snow day. So even though the snow will melt, the schools will open, and everything will go back to normal, the miracle that began with a single perfect snowflake will change your life forever.
At at the principal's house, he quickly gets through his front door and locks it. He turns around relieved, but a look of horror appears on his face as he is pelted by snowballs. He collapses to the ground, defeated. The end.
You see, I thought that you were special, baby, something you